welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, the 21st day of November 2023, the day before the 60th observance of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. We have a couple callers on the line. The first, I'm glad to welcome Lila from Canada. Lila, the floor is yours.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Thank you. I've got something for Peter from California, who always reminds us of the ridiculous statement that Palestine was abandoned. Now, where did that imagery come from? Let me start with when I first read that Mark Twain had met Theodore Herzl in Europe, I thought, I'll bet he recruited Mark Twain to be a propagandist for his Zionist dream. And sure enough, here's a quote from Mark Twain. Palestine sits in sackcloth and ashes. Of its Arab inhabitants, he wrote that they were, quote, all abject beggars by nature, instinct, and education. Describing an Arab village, he wrote that it was, quote, thoroughly ugly and cramped, squalid, uncomfortable, and filthy. Just the style of cities that have adorned the country since Adam's time. And then when he wrote in the village, he said, the ring of the horse's hoofs roused the stupid population, and they all came trooping out, old men and old women, boys and girls, the blind, the crazy, the crippled, all in ragged, soiled, and scanty raiment. So that was Mark Twain propagandizing in North America for contempt for Palestine as a filthy place that needed European Jews to go in and clean it up. And here is what...
That is embarrassing. That is so embarrassing. That's about
the University
of
California Press. That's one quote. You can look it up.
Yeah. I'm just shocked. I mean, Mark Twain was a very savvy guy. He was not easily fooled, but here he was bamboozled.
Who do you think made him famous? I'll tell you another story on who made Oprah Winfrey famous. Because she submitted resume tapes to a couple of news directors that I worked for in Michigan, and they all laughed at her resume tape. And then suddenly she becomes a multi-millionaire, highly successful talk show host. Do you know the name Harvey Weinstein? But we'll talk about that another day. Right now I want to talk about how Louis Brandeis described Palestine when he went there on his only trip to the, quote, Holy Land in 1919. What is that? Maybe 40, 50 years later? In quote, in his letter to his wife, it is a wonderful country, a wonderful city, he raved to his wife from Jerusalem. It's a miniature California, but a California endowed with all the interests which the history of man can contribute and the deepest emotions which can stir a people. It has also the great advantage over California of being small. So according to Brandeis, it was already by 1919, before the Jews had taken over, and anybody who looks on YouTube for video of Palestine in 1920, you'll see a very beautiful, well-kept, elaborate place. Because remember, I'm just one example. I've said before, you know, the northern part of the Arabian Peninsula was not the land of nomads. It was settled people, especially along the eastern Mediterranean coast of ancient Canaan, many peoples from all over the islands of the Mediterranean, of southern Europe, and the highly sophisticated Islamic Caliphate of North Africa, and all of the Europeans, many, many Europeans from Central Europe and ancient Anatolia, which would be Turkey today, including many Greeks, highly sophisticated Greeks. That is why Greek Orthodox, which is what I am by baptism, I'm by birth a Palestinian for many, many thousands of years. The core of my ancestry is Levantine. But that's the intrinsic, the indigenous people. But I also have Greek and Roman and Etruscan and Persian ancestry mixed in, along with German from Stuttgart, as well as from from all over, even from England. I even have a little bit of Anglo-Saxon thrown in there. So they all migrated to the Holy Land. Remember, this was the Holy Land where everybody wanted to go. And Bethlehem was a very sophisticated small town. However, the people, the old established families of Bethlehem, never allowed people to settle there as residents unless they were approved by the tribal leaders, the sharif or sheriff. You know the word sheriff in English? Sharaf in Arabic means, or in the Semitic languages, means the noble leader. They had to be sharaf, meant noble or respected. So it carried over into Europe, perhaps by cultural exchange. But it's so bizarre. But there's another thing I also wanted to alert people to. The rumors of Alexander Hamilton having Jewish influences. He was sent here from Nevis, the island of Nevis, by the Jewish community. He attended a Jewish school in Nevis, and he had to be of Jewish ancestry to be accepted in a Jewish yeshiva. Jews were very, very active in the West Indies because sugar was called white gold. It was the greatest. In fact, the West Indies were more valuable, the Caribbean islands were more valuable to Europeans at that time than even the new colonies of the New World of the United States, because it produced white gold. But anyway, so the Jews were in Nevis, and he, by the time he was 11, was orphaned. His mother had been illegitimate, but she was Jewish. She had converted to Judaism. And you can find a book. You can see a preview if you don't want to buy it. You can see 22 pages of it that describe how he was, the people, somebody there found him so promising that the group got together and paid for him to go to King's College in the U.S., King's College, which became what, Columbia University? I can't remember which university it evolved into. But there he studied and then became very prominent as a writer about the Declaration of Independence, rebellion, and he greatly impressed George Washington, and he became the Secretary of the Treasury, and Jefferson always complained about him and wrote letters, there are letters from him to Washington asking, how is it that Alexander Hamilton has so much influence? He's violating the Constitution, the barely conceived Constitution. But Washington was utterly wrapped up by Alexander Hamilton. But read the book. It's called The Jewish World, I believe, of Alexander Hamilton. And you can find a preview in Google Books. In fact, it's a dollar cheaper if you buy it on Google Books rather than Amazon. And it describes very clearly the influence that Alexander Hamilton had as a Jew. And when he became a lawyer, without actually going to a law school, but just studying for 6 months with prominent Jewish lawyers, he was admitted to the bar. And one of his most passionate speeches in the courtroom was when his Jewish witnesses, their ability and their credibility, ability to become witnesses and their credibility was challenged. And Alexander Hamilton launched into a highly eloquent defense of their purity as witnesses because they were Jews and the children of God, the chosen of God. You will read, if you find that book, it's called The Jewish World of Alexander Hamilton or something to that effect. And it was only published in 2022. It was after the ridiculous Broadway play named Hamilton made him a very famous figure. And it was written by a Jew. I mean, the name is
Yes, starring a black actor as Hamilton. How bizarre is
that?
Yeah, Lila, you're a veritable, you're an encyclopedia of relevant information. I love every call. You blow me away. Give us your final thoughts for today.
We need to be ready because if you look on YouTube, there's a colonel, I can't remember his name, but he's an American colonel who ridicules what the Americans have allowed Israel to do, and he predicts that Israel will fall apart within 20 years. He had predicted 20 years. He says now he wouldn't be surprised if it happens in a decade, and he blames Netanyahu and how Netanyahu, when he addressed Congress, actually acted as though he were the president while he was, you know, insulting the president. So he says, yes. In answer to the question, who is running the show, this colonel, let me see if I can find his name, because it would be helpful in terms of looking at
McGregor. Would it be McGregor?
No, it's Colonel Larry Wilkerson, W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N. And it's on a channel called Dialogue Works. And he gives
I don't think Israel's going to last 10 more years, Layla. I think it's on a very short life.
That's what he's saying. That's what this colonel is saying. And he says that in the past, the Americans were invited to have a military station there. And he said, in the past, the Americans were smart enough to know that Israel was not an asset but a liability to the U.S.
Yes. Yes. So, but you know, those who say Netanyahu acted as though he were president, I think today he effectively is president. We got so many prominent Jews in key positions. I think Netanyahu is basically our commander in chief, and that United States is just being sold out, the golden calf, to be drained dry, cut up into pieces, because that's what we do with nations we hate, as he himself has said of us.
Well, you know what they I reported this to John Stadmiller a few years ago. In around the middle 1800s, in a Yiddish newspaper, they referred to the United States as one of the lands of our covenant. In Yiddish, Arzot Habrit being plural, land of the covenant. So it's not, Canada always has belonged to them, just like England did, and just like the Dutch West Indies when they were the capital of the financial world. They're just, they planted people all over the world to be their actors as voters, to get legislative policies passed to favor Israel. But it's coming back now to bite them.
Do you think evangelical Christians are going to be willing to sign up for the military to fight and die for Israel, Layla?
I hope they do, because they'll get slaughtered. Looking at John Hagee, I'd say they can't. They wouldn't be able to carry a gun and rifle.
It's bizarre. The same thought has crossed my mind. Layla, I love your calls. Just wonderful to hear from you. Thank you. I look forward to our next.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, Laura in Michigan. Laura, join the conversation.
Hello, Mr. Fetzer. Hi, yes. There's a couple of more people running for president. Did you know that Mitt Romney and Manchin have signed up to be on the No Labels Party?
Really? Are they running together? Are they running together or separate?
Right.
What is Manchin
Republican and
president
the Democrat?
And Romney vice president?
I think Romney's running for president. I don't think he's settled for vice president. I think he's still bitter that he didn't win before.
Yeah. There were a lot of bitter politicians out there.
That's why Ronna's treating Trump the way she has. That's why Ronna Romney has treated Trump the way she has. That whole family, they hate Trump, you know.
Yeah, but there's such mediocrities, Laura. I can't see him making any headway. Who gives a damn about Mitt Romney? I mean, honest to God. Joe Manchin is a guy I can respect, but I can't see him as running for president. I guess maybe he's going to do it. I mean, you're telling me he is.
You know, Manchin, he during one Congress's in session, he was on his yacht docked on the Potomac River in the marina.
My
son happened to run into him.
Manchin has a yacht. That's
yes,
very
he does.
Interesting.
And
how
when
about
he gets
that?
Picked up, because my son had just called for Uber. He'd stayed at a hotel there. And a car came. They had police escort. And my son says, I don't need a police escort. He said, it's not for you, it's for Manchin.
Not for you, sir. Manchin, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What? How do you assess either of their prospects?
Oh, well, whoever even heard of the No Label Party?
Yeah, I know.
Zero chance, but they just want to get their names out there.
Yes.
That's all that's about.
Yeah. It's an ego thing, isn't it?
Right, exactly. Give us your final thoughts.
Give us your final thoughts today, Laura.
My final thought is this. Judges that are soft on crime, soft judges make hardened criminals.
Yes. And they put them out on the street and they kill us and they rape us and they loot us and they do all kinds of mayhem and the Democrats love it. That's what
right.
they want. Laura, it's just insane what's happened to this Democrat Party. It's got full-blown communist insanity. Unbelievable.
Right.
Laura, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I got Tom in Florida chafing at the bit. Tom, join the conversation, and I'll carry you over the break, of course. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, yeah, good day, Professor. And I have to agree with you 100% what you said about the golden calf. That's what these Zionist Schweinists think of the United States, that we're the golden calf, and we got to do all their fighting. And I'm going to trend away from Layla for a minute, but she made some points, but I want to trend away from that. And as far as Laura goes, when she brought up Joe Manchin can't even not win the Senate seat this time, this election in November coming up. Against Republican, he's going to get wiped out. That's why he's running for the no label, because he's going to get wiped out as a senator in West Virginia this time. That's why he can't even carry the state of West Virginia, because the guy Justice is going to wipe him out. That's why he's all leaving the Senate, because he's going to get wiped out. Romney's a flip-flopping, lying, conniving, dirt rat criminal, and what he allowed to happen with Obama with the Louis Farrakhan pictures was a shameful thing that he did there. Back in, 2012, when he could have bought those pictures for $1 million and exposed Obama, and he wouldn't do it. So Romney's a bigger crook than all of them. Now, here's the main reason I called you, Jim, and I'm going to trend away. I'm going to go back to Layla for a minute, but before I do that, Jim, I really wish the show would go in a direction a couple days a week about these illegal invaders. A little boy in Martha's Vineyard was raped by an illegal alien. Why isn't that all over every major news network?
Yeah,
Martha's Vineyard illegal alien comes from wherever, Central America, rapes a little 5-year-old, and that's not on all the news networks. Why?
Yeah. Deliberate. Like, of course, they don't want to. They want to promote it. I mean, Tom, you know the answer to your question, but of course, it's a good one. Right. It deserves widespread exposure. These illegals are just wrecking the country. They're not only going to rape us, they're going to kill us, they're going to loot us, they're going to take our homes, they're going to create riots and mayhem, and the Democrats want all of the above.
Oh, hang on, Jim. Yeah, but Jim, great. You know what? They're getting county federal government jobs, these illegals. They work for the water, sewer, the solid waste, the transportation department, making beautiful pensions, and all these dumb whites are not doing nothing about it, and the black Americans are really suffering. So it's insanity, Jim.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane what's going on. But I got to hold on. I would like to tell you something very important. Yeah.
No black who understands what's going on even remotely will ever vote Democrat again. It's going to hurt them really bad, Tom.
Yes, yes. I do want to talk about what Layla had brought up. And I like for her maybe to call in tomorrow or whatever, today, whatever she wants. I'd like to know, you know, we hear about World War II all the time. Well, I can tell you, I looked it up, 85% of all the foot soldiers that went to World War I and World War II for the United States, they were white Christian males.
Tom, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. I'm bringing you back after the break. Stand by. Tom, we'll be right back.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Tom in Florida, continue with your thoughts. And mentioned, by the way, Al Manchin's support in West Virginia. He's such an interesting guy. You know, he had such a survival rate. I was impressed with him, but it seems to have all disappeared. Tell us a little more among your other thoughts, Tom.
Well, I agree with you, Jim, but I think Robert Kennedy Jr. actually is going to pull more votes than Manchin or Romney. I think Kennedy might be the one you'd have to basically watch out for, because Kennedy is an independent, and I believe more people will go with the independent party. They're not going to vote for Manchin. They're not going to vote for Romney. That's a dead horse. Now, Robert Kennedy's a different scenario, so we'll have to see how that plays out. Kennedy could be kind of a tough challenge for any candidate, I tell you. Fumbling, the stumbling, tumbling buffoon Biden, I don't think he'll make it. As you well know, Rosalynn Carter passed away. And I believe she had more brains than Jimmy Carter has more brains than does right now. Jimmy Carter's 99. Jimmy Carter's 100 times better president than Joe Biden ever was. That's my opinion on that.
I guarantee it, Tom. Biden's not going to be on the ticket in 2024. They're going to replace him with Gavin Newsom before the convention. Mark my words. So it's not really Biden.
I have to give you. Yeah, I'm 90% in agreement with you. But however, I don't know. I don't trust these demon rats. Because the demon rat party are ruthless, as we well know what they're doing with illegal immigration.
They've got the election rigged, Tom.
Yes.
And they can put in anyone they want. They're going to claim that Gavin Newsom was a fresh face and everyone was enthusiastic, and that's why they won when they steal it again. No one gives a shit about Gavin Newsom. He's a monster. He's gruesome. He's killed California. But they're going to go with him and claim that he inspired a lot of enthusiasm, which is nonsense.
I totally agree. And, you know, like I said, guys got there in the 80s and the 90s. California is called the land of milk and honey. And now it's the land of destitution and prostitution and every other drugs and everything else you can imagine. It's going to be called Mexifornia soon, Jim. They're going to call it Mexifornia. But here's what I got to tell you. I want to go back to Layla for a minute. You know, I would like to ask Layla, is there any record of any Nazi soldiers in World War II raping Jewish girls? Was there any record of Nazis cutting off Jewish people's heads? I never heard of none of those stories. I did hear they tried to use to make lampshades. And you had an interesting call yesterday. Keith, what's the most important organ that they try to harvest, Jim? What is the most important organ they're trying to harvest? You just said it, the epidermis, skin. That was on your show yesterday, not the heart or the liver or the kidneys, it's the skin. So, and who's behind that? Zog, I believe. And, you know, all we heard was lie after lie about the Nazis and all this. And, but, you know, by the way, they never tell you, none of the people ever were told that Adolf Hitler was not even born in Germany, the land of Germany. He was born in Austria. I mean, but he's this, you know. I mean, I don't want to go into that because that really upsets me. But all we're hearing is about, you know, Hamas, the Jews. Hey, we got a bigger fish to fry right here in the United States, Jim, with this illegal incursion. We got BLM. We got Antifa. We got all these insane criminals running all over the place. And we can't be warned about what's going in the state of Israel. We got fentanyl killing over 100,000 young people a year. This is insane. And then we're worried about what's going on in the state of Israel?
Really, what you really mean, Tom, is don't let ourselves be preoccupied only with what goes on over there, because we got real serious problems right here at our own border, with which I agree 100%.
Yes, sir. And, Jim, can you imagine trying to sneak into Mexico, what they'll do to you if you break the laws going into Mexico illegally? I expect they'll feed you refried greens or taco.
Mexico has much better migration laws. You can't immigrate to Mexico unless, number one, you can show you have something to contribute to the good of Mexico, carpenter, plumber, lawyer, doctor. Number two, that you can show you have the financial resources to support yourself and family so you don't become a burden on the state. If we just adopted those two policies, we'd be way ahead of the game, Tom.
Absolutely. You know, Jim, like one of the politicians said, I think it was Chip Roy, if one American gets murdered by an illegal alien, that's one too many. And there's blood on the hands of Biden and the Biden administration. If one American gets murdered by an illegal alien, Tom, there's blood on the hands of the demon rat party.
I agree, Tom. Give us your final thoughts, Tom. Give us your final thoughts.
Well, my final thought, this election is so important for the United States and the world. We saw what happened in Argentina. I think great results are going to happen in November of this year coming up. Argentina had a great election for the people of the right and the conservative viewpoint. And I think that's what we need. It's got to happen, Jim. If they try to steal the election, I think we're going to be in an all-out civil war. And I think if the bullets are going to fly. You see what's going on in the Air Force right now. White Americans do not even want to sign up for the Air Force, Jim, let alone the Marines, the Army, or the Navy. And if once you don't have the white crush of the trust of the brain from the white Northern European males, you have no country left. What are we going to turn this country, our military, over to a bunch of minority groups? Hell no, we'll get destroyed. We'll be annihilated. We've got to stop this. And we got to take our country back and deport every illegal that came here illegally.
Great call, Tom. Thank you so much, Tom. Great call. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Younger, so much younger than today.
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
But now
these days are gone,
days
and I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
a gentle mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
Well, I'm very pleased to welcome Tom from Utah back to the show. Tom, always glad to hear from you, my friend. Give us your thoughts.
Well, you were speaking about the Utah unfavorite son again, Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you, I'm still suffering recovery from the Uaba Mitt Romney that I experienced. Before the Winter Olympics, Mitt Romney got hold of me and had me mediate Ann Romney's MS. So I feel used, abused, betrayed, and abandoned. He actually had me arrange for the menus for the Olympians in Salt Lake with all of the restaurants. So I willingly and lovingly performed without pay. And I sat with Ann Romney for several hours on several different days, helping her through her MS. You know, I was doing that out of love. But then I feel like I've been betrayed and abandoned and abused. We also have this senator, right, who filled the spot of Orrin Hatch, who was a good friend of mine. But we thought we were going to get a good guy. But apparently we hadn't paid attention to his record there in his, what is it, Massachusetts that he was governor of, if
yeah.
I'm right?
Yeah.
And Romney Care. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to tell you, along with Lila's words, I was a host to Murray Greenfield and Margaret Thatcher. When Brigham Young University brought them both to Utah in commemoration of the settlement of Israel. So I'm going to tell you, I know that Israel was a garden. It was a beautiful garden before the Israelis got there, before the, quote, theoretical Israelites settled there.
You mean so Palestine. You're saying Palestine was beautiful before Israel arrived.
Right.
Yeah. Tom, you have such a rich, complex history. It's fascinating to hear your stories.
So, you know, Murray Greenfield was the captain of the ship called the Exodus, which was bringing in Jewish refugees or asserted Jews, alleged Jews.
Yes.
And, of course, Margaret Thatcher was part of that program.
Sure.
But it was quite interesting to hear about the conditions of Israel before, or the conditions of Palestine before Israel, denuded it like it had done before.
And then Hollywood glorified it all with a movie, the film Exodus, and all of that.
Yeah, and see, Murray Greenfield was the captain of that ship that they were, quote, presenting in the film. What was it? Trying to remember who acted in his part. But again, Israel or Palestine, before the Israelites got there, was a beautiful, lush, productive garden, cultured, and very pleasing, and a plus to the market. Olive oil, for example, coming out of Palestine.
Yes. Well, the Middle East was wonderful before the U.S. started messing it up, and, of course, the Jews there. I mean, it's outrageous. Tom, give us your final thoughts for today.
Well, I'm ashamed of the Christian community that I keep hearing. My wife likes to listen to, you know, some of the ministers, you know, Schweigert, Graham, those characters, and I get to listen to it, and I get to hear their... We're behind Israelis. And I'm saying to my wife, what about those babies and mothers and those elderly men who are being driven into the desert with no food, no water, no shelter, no defense? Is that Christian? We are sad.
Tom,
we are the blind
so right.
being led by the blind.
Yes.
You know, they talk about the chicken slingers. Well, we're being led by the chicken eaters. So we are the dumb clucks. That's my closing argument.
Tom, you're touching me today, my friend. Thank you so much. That was a wonderful call, Tom. I look forward to your next. Francis in North Carolina. Francis, join the conversation.
Hey, young man. The one comment
here.
That... The comment that Tom just made was absolutely priceless, the way he put that together. Go figure. But aside from that, I'm just trying to figure out one thing. Is the United Nations, as it's so-called, is supporting this whole fiasco that's over in the Middle East with Israel or the government and the military?
Actually, they have condemned it and called for a ceasefire by a massive vote. And if Israel does not comply, there's a good chance they may get booted out of the United Nations, which would be a just outcome. So the UN
would
is
it?
Very upset about this. The UN is very upset about this.
Well, you know what? I would have to agree with you except for one thing. One, booting them out of the UN, I can't believe I tongue-tied it that way.
Sure.
Aside from booting out the UN, I think that they need to... dare I say, repatriate the folks that were in Gaza that were being slaughtered and being shoved from the north side of the Gaza area to the south side to be guinea pigs and so forth. They need to be restored back to their original state to begin with. So if the UN wants to be so high and mighty, then take care of the people that were there originally. and stop the
Francis. The Francis, the prospect of a ceasefire is remote. Reparations out of sight. There aren't going to be any reparations. They're going to be ongoing slaughter. And all the Israelis respond to is force. That is the only thing that will stop them. Hamas is acting heroically and taking out a lot of tanks, armored personnel carriers, but they need help from the outside. We'll see if it comes. But bombing that Indonesian hospital was a colossal blunder. Turkey's upset. They've been hit with massive floods. I'm sure it's weather warfare. Morocco is getting upset. Algeria has already passed a declaration. We'll see what happens. But Israel will only stop if it is forced to stop. Mark my words. Your final thoughts, Francis? Your final thoughts today?
Well, to start with, the question is how they're going to be stopped from doing the the military bombardment. And lastly, as far as the elections go here in the U.S., we can comment and debate about who's going to be better than the next person and so forth and so on. What it comes down to is that who are the so-called elite, the so-called cabal, whatever you want to call it, the spoiled brats, as I refer to them as, who they put up there to go into office. I mean, it's basic to me. I view it as nothing more than a sideshow to get the people's attention distracted. So, with that, a pina colada for the folks in their honor from Gaza.
Perfect. And perfect, Francis.
Go figure. Take care.
You enjoy your drink. You enjoy your drink. Nice call, Dan in Washington. Dan, join the conversation, Dan.
Yeah, I called about Bernie, but you guys got to check into this guy in Argentina a little more. Apparently, I mean, he says he's converting to Judaism. He wants to put Argentina on the U.S. dollar Federal Reserve System. He wants to just support Israel and America. It's kind of weird. I don't know if he's trolling the Jews or he's just a weird Philo-Semitic guy. You got to check out his statements on Jews.
I have a colleague giving me similar reports that this guy is not all he's stacked up to be, that he's not the Donald Trump of Argentina, but maybe some sort of traitor. Maybe he's more like the Joe Biden of Argentina.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, maybe Donald Trump is in like Jared Kushner, Zionist. I don't know. And it's a weird time because they were about to join the BRICS system, which if he was a real libertarian, he would have probably would rather be part of that.
You think Argentina? I thought Argentina was already in BRICS. They're not there. Is he going to stop that?
I think so. Yeah, he just wants to get. He's just saying crazy stuff. He just wants to be
stupid,
Israel.
Stupid, bad, bad, bad. Dan, I thank you. I thank you for issuing the warning call about new guy in Argentina. Yeah.
I can't tell if he's doing it. Just maybe he's doing it as a big joke or something.
No. You don't do things like that as a joke. Dan, your final thoughts. Your final thoughts today.
Well, Bernie Sanders makes me sick. And it shows you who is. You know, if you're going, I go for the white nationalism thing because that's the target that they're scared of. But white supremacy or white nationalism is only a threat to Jewish supremacy. That's what I always say. White supremacy is a threat to Jewish supremacy. And you see the hypocrisy of, like, Deborah Lipstadt sued all these guys in Charlottesville, and then she goes to some rally where they don't want a ceasefire for Israel, where they're killing like 20,000 people, and somehow they're the more righteous.
Yeah. Dan, you make a lot of good points.
Thanks.
You make a lot of good points. Thank you for the call, Dan. Paul in Michigan. Paul, join the conversation. Paul.
Yeah, Professor, can you hear me all right?
Very clearly.
Yeah, I'm going to throw another name in the hat in the ring there. I don't believe it's going to be Gruesom Newsom, Carmela Harris, Robert Kennedy, or none of those folks. there's a sleeper hiding in the closet that's getting ready to pop out. And I'll give you the reasons why and who it is. This person is on Biden's national campaign staff already. She has $12 million left over from her last run for governor. And she's got, just last week, she got $13 million donation. And she refuses to disclose who it's coming from and what the money is going to be used for. But the speculation is that if Biden falters, and he probably will with the early primaries, that she's going to jump in the race for president. And if she doesn't do that, she's going to probably run for U.S. Senator from Michigan. It's Governor Bow Wow Gretchen Whitmer. And
Whitmer is a big time loser. If there were ever a, you know, a nasty woman who cares only about herself, it's Gretchen Whitmer. She is really revolting. So
her campaign issues are abortion and student cancellation of debt. But she wants that women vote and she wants the young people vote. She knows if she loses both of those, Biden can't win.
Paul, she's not gonna go anywhere. No one gives a damn about Gretchen Whitmer. Just awful person. Final thought, Paul. Final thought.
Well, I agree with you 100%. But don't count her out. She's got that money built up, and she's quietly been.
I'm just saying she's repulsive, but of course I don't want to underestimate the fact they got these elections rigged so they could run anyone they want. But I think it's going to be Newsom. I don't think it's going to be Whitmer. Maybe she would run. Maybe they'd run Newsom with Whitmer. I don't know, because Michelle's been tainted since it appears Barack murdered his chef, you know, killed his chef. I don't think it was intentional. But he killed him. I think that Judicial Watch is going to keep that on the front burner.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens here. But that's my final thought.
Good stuff, Paul. Thank you very much.
Right. Okay.
Wayne in Texas. Wayne, join the conversation. Wayne.
Yeah. Hi, Jim. I enjoy your show very much. The reason I was calling was I wanted to add on to what Tom from Florida was saying about we need to start focusing more on our country's own problems. We know these foreign situations are really taking a lot of effort and attention to keep track of, but basically they're distractions, and really no one is paying attention to just how serious our financial system here is in the United States. We're being set up for what I think is a huge disaster, and one thing that can happen is in the event more banks start failing, there might not be any federal bailouts for them. The feds are going to use a technique called bail-in. Have you ever heard of that before?
Yeah, taking money from those who have their money in banks. I hate
exactly.
it. Absolutely awful.
Under the Dodd-Frank Act, bank depositors became unsecured creditors to the bank. So if there's a problem, they're going to have to get in line with all the other vendors that may need to get paid, and they're all probably going to get screwed in the end. And then the other issue is, on some of our other paper assets like stocks and bonds, the fact is, if you don't have possession of it, you're just called the beneficial owner. You are not the true legal owner of that paper. So people need to really look at assess what their portfolios are and see how much risk they have. It's called counterparty risk. And what that risk is, if there's a big problem, how fast can you liquidate and have access to your funds? And I can tell you, people are going to be really in for a big surprise when they find out their money's tied up.
Wayne, I think you're absolutely right. You're making very telling, very disturbing points. And I think we're all going to be wiped out. I think the country's on the verge of collapse, and it's been a long time in coming. And the interest we're paying on the debt is suffocating. We ought to have just a jubilee. Get the hell, just claim it to be null and void. That would be the single best thing we can do. Your final thought, Wayne?
Sure, Jim. A couple things. I just want to say that people should take a look at the book called The Great Taking. That author, I think, lays out exactly what's going to happen financially to us and what Klaus Schwab was talking about. And also two names, Bill Holter, H-O-L-T-E-R, and Andy Schechtman, S-C-H-E-C-T-M-A-N. You pull them up on YouTube. Those guys are right, you know, they're on top of all this stuff, and they will really illuminate a lot of folks' thoughts of what I'm talking about here.
Well, Wayne, I think you know what you're talking about, and I very much appreciate the excellent call. Thank you very much. Peter in Los Angeles. Yeah, thanks again, Wayne. Peter in Los Angeles, join the conversation, my friend.
Yeah, hi, Jim. I just wanted to bring to light something that a lot of people don't know. And this is back in under Menachem Begin, 79-80 time frame. 79 through 81, the Israelis were trying to import as many Jews as possible. This was before the collapse of the Soviet Union. And so one of the places they went to get Jews was Ethiopia for the falafel Jews. That's spelled F-A-L-A-F-E-L, falafel Jews. Black, they're all black. The United States, of course, paid for it and did the airlift. And I believe there are two or three waves, and like 20,000 people were brought into Israel. And then, after they were brought in, later on, there was a clandestine sterilization campaign against them. Were you aware of that?
No, tell me more. Tell us more, Peter.
Yeah. They were having them in for medical stuff or whatever, and without telling them, they were sterilizing them. And of course, everybody knows that they're trying to deport a lot of blacks now. Now that they've got all the Russian and Ukrainian Jews, they don't need the black Jews. They want to get rid of them.
You mean out of Israel?
Out of Israel proper, yes.
Yeah.
But there were, again, that's what, if you, I assume you can Google this. The falafel Jew airlift to Israel, paid, of course, by us.
And then they
went and sterilized them. So, you know.
Yeah.
What can I tell you?
Peter, I'm so pleased to have you here. How do you see all this playing out? How do you think this Hamas-Israel thing is playing out? Your assessment, I'd like that.
Well, the Israelis, I think... they're really not pushing big time with, we've talked about this before, how they won't close with the enemy, Jim, you know? And I think I sent you an interesting thing today about some Jewish soldiers saying they're like ghosts, they're everywhere. Did you see that? It's really illuminating. This guy's on the radio, this Jewish soldier.
Elaborate. Tell us, Peter.
He's on the radio and he's calling in. He says, I can't take it anymore. They're like ghosts. They're everywhere. You know, they're everywhere. They're nowhere. They're like ghosts. And he goes,
you mean
he's
talking about Hamas as like ghosts?
Yes. Yeah. He's a Jewish soldier in Gaza. But you know, the starvation will do the trick. The starvation and the lack of thirst.
Yeah. We're going to see mass starvation. I think it's inevitable. In other words, I don't think it can be stopped. I don't think food shipments even now would be sufficient because of the depletion of the trace minerals that are indispensable to health. It's already taken place. So I think we're going to have 500,000 starvation deaths, possibly more, Peter. Would you agree?
I do. I think more, really. Even if the United States went whole hog, which it won't, because we'll go slow to resupply them if there's a ceasefire with food.
Yeah.
We'll go slow because the Israelis will want us to go slow. They want as many to die as possible. But, it's horrible. What can I tell you? But it's really interesting to look up that falafel thing, Jim, and see what you think about it. And also about the sterilization.
Okay. Actually, Lila has come back to address it. Lila, go ahead. Address with Peter here, both of you together.
Actually, it's easy to make the error because falafels are so popular. Falafels are actually a chickpea, chickpeas right. that are ground up and made into a fried ball that you can snack on. It's actually falasha, F-A-L-A-S as in Sam, H-A, falasha Jews. They're Ethiopian. And Israel has already gotten rid of them. They pay other African countries $3,000 USD for any black guy that the other African countries will take. So you're
Lila,
right.
Layla, do you agree with us that starvation is already going to take out a half a million or more?
I think it's inevitable. I think what they're doing to our food supply, even if there isn't a shortage of food, the kind of food that we're eating is very short on nutrition.
Yeah.
It's not even real food.
As I was mentioning, Peter, those trace minerals, once they're lost, your death is inevitable.
Exactly. Tom, I'll address your issues tomorrow. I don't want to take up any more time.
Right.
Thanks,
wow,
Peter.
We just don't have much time, but I'm thrilled to get you back. Peter, your final thoughts, Peter, on how you think
I'm playing out. Get somebody else in there, Jim. Thank you.
No, Peter, wonderful. Well, Layla, if you're still here, continue. Just give us a couple more thoughts here as we tie things together.
Well, first of all, I agree with Tom that they killed off a lot of... The one thing the Jews have always done is killed off the most intelligent of those that could mount some kind of resistance to them. And obviously, they wanted to get rid of white American males. So, yes, they sent them... They managed to get them sent off to be killed in both the First and the Second World Wars. Look at how many men were killed. And as for, women as leaders... What's her name? Whitner, or that woman from Michigan?
She's repulsive.
She and also many of the women that end up in politics are revolting. I'm sorry, my father, I used to object to my father saying this, but my father always said to me, a woman, an intelligent woman is needed as a wife and mother to her children. An intelligent, good mother raises good, intelligent children.
Yeah.
And by the way,
it sounds sexist. It sounds sexist, but it's really a reflection of evolution. This is how the species has evolved, in a division of labor between men and women for the human species. And it's stupid to contradict it, to try to go against evolution. You cannot win.
I'll call tomorrow about the skin,
tomorrow.
I'll
Thank you so
tomorrow.
Much. Everyone, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you care about and love. We do not know how much time we have left.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.